Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Bill Hubbard is our guest. Bill is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy, one of his books. He's written many. And then his newest book is called The Medical Privacy Rule, a guide for employers and healthcare providers. And it helps you, that book helps you stay out of trouble with the medical privacy law that was passed a year ago, this last April. Bill's a good friend of ours, and he's a guy who knows all about Alaska and Hawaii. Hi, Bill. Welcome back.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Right, Bill?
I know where they are on the map. I'll say that for sure.
Oh, no. I thought you could help me out here. I just thought that was the coincidence was just too rich to let go, that on the same day that Alaska, the last two states in the Union, the same day that Alaska was discovered in 1741, Hawaii was admitted to the U.S. in 1959.
And those are significant dates.
You just can't go through life without knowing these things, Bill.
That's true.
And only on this show do you get this that kind of marriage of facts, right?
And I bet you're a whiz at some of these game shows.
They won't let me, they won't let me play, Bill.
With the minutia.
No, they won't let me play. I'm banned from those games.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go.
Hey, Bill, you wanted to talk about promotions today, and I'm really glad you're doing this because you want to do this because this is an important topic. You know, the good news is that companies grow and they need new they create new assignments, new opportunities for people. Sometimes people leave; they get an opportunity, they go somewhere else, they leave, and a slot has to be filled. And how you fill those slots, that's the tricky part, isn't it?
It really is. There's always personnel changes that occur, and you have a pool of employees that you're currently working with, and certainly these individuals are looking at what's happening, and they're looking at how you fill these jobs, and they're hoping that they're going to get some consideration, and sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't, and whether or not they get that, or whether or not you let them know they've been considered, has a very significant impact on how that job is filled and how those other employees are going to continue to be a devoted worker for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are taking actions that you're not considering them or you're passing them over for promotion, then you may find that you've got some unsettled workers. And sometimes what you'll find is that some of your own rising stars may be jumping ship and maybe moving on to another organization and another opportunity where they feel they're going to get the recognition that they're entitled to.
I've heard over the years people saying, well, this company has a policy of hiring from within, of promoting from within. And I always thought, well, you know, that's a good policy, but that's a good attitude to have, but I'm not sure it's a policy that you almost ought to publish. Because you can't always do that, can you?
You can't always do it. And, in fact, when I help firms write policies on this issue, I try to write it in a way that it typically says, well, we want to consider promotion from within. We want to make our current employees our first line of candidates that we're going to consider. But sometimes we just don't have the right person for an available job, and we do need to go to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So when I write this policy, I try to make sure that we allow for that option as part of that practice. So it is important to keep your options open.
How do we fill this slot that we've got with the best possible person and without kind of, you know, creating a mutiny in the company? How do we do that?
Well, there's a whole host of human resources issues and practices to consider. One is good training. One is good definition of responsibilities, job descriptions. Another is good monitoring of performance, periodic performance appraisals, and part of that process should be identifying employee career interests and desires. So by implementing or working with all of those issues, you have a better feel for, you know who you've got, you know where they're working, you know where they'd like to go, and what their strengths and weaknesses are and how to build upon those so that you can begin to build back up in the organization, begin to build people who can step into the shoes of the next worker when you have an opportunity that occurs through a vacancy or some other kind of circumstance.
It seems to me that one of the best things to do to start with is to do something you've talked to us about before many times, and that is to write a really professional and comprehensive job description for that assignment. And even if the person who left couldn't qualify for that job, you know, you're saying, well, you know, I want to upgrade this slot. I want to make sure that we get the right person for this job. Mm-hmm. And then when you post that, so to speak, or you let prospective folks inside the business see that, then if you've done that and you don't hire somebody from within and you know, they can actually tell, you know, hopefully they can see, well, you know what, I guess I don't have the same qualifications as this person that came in that they just hired from outside. What do you think about that?
I certainly agree. It makes it a lot easier, number one, to define the issue, number two, to let employees know what the responsibilities of that job are. And sometimes they may feel, well, gee, I can do that job. I see him do this, and I see him do that.
Right.
And I know I could do that. But they don't really see the whole picture
mm-hmm.
of all of the responsibilities. And it's very likely sometimes that they really haven't gained enough experience. And with that good definition of a job, you can identify those issues, and you can clarify for somebody, this is why you didn't get that job. You don't have this experience or that experience. But now that I know that you have an interest, here's what we're going to do to begin to move you in that direction.
And so a job description is sort of, it becomes, the good thing I like about job descriptions is it becomes like the specifications in a bid.
Yes.
There's no subjectivity. There's no interpretation. It's these are the specs, and you meet the specs or you don't get the bid.
That's a good way to present it. That's how you deal with your customers. In terms of the work that you're going to provide, your products or your services, you define those. And in a very real sense, you're dealing with your employees on the same kind of mm-hmm. a basis. They're providing services to you. You certainly have the responsibility to define those jobs and define the qualifications and define what you need. And by having that clearly spelled out in that job description, it makes that whole process go a lot easier.
Absolutely. Bill, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with our good friend William Hubbard. Bill is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. Bill, give us your website, please.
Hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
.com. And Bill can help you with some of these things, by the way. When we come back, we're gonna get Bill to help us work this through our company so that we don't create a problem with our existing employees, regardless of what we do. 20 after. Stay with us.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bill Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule. Bill, those books, The Medical Privacy Rule book, is available on CD, isn't it?
It's available in loose leaf and on CD.
And on CD. Or if they really want it bad, they can have it both ways, can't they?
Yes, they can. got a special bargain price for that.
Tell us how they get that.
You can link to it through my Hubbard.com website, or I have another website that is devoted completely to the medical privacy HIPAA issue, and this is medicalprivacy.info.
Mm-hmm.
And I have e-commerce on that site, so you can just plug in and with Safe Secure order, and we'll get your order processed and get a book out to you in about 24 hours.
Check that out, folks. Especially if you've got some employees, and if you're involved, even if you're not providing them with health insurance, you know, you need to know about what's going on, because you can get upside down with this medical privacy thing. It can become ugly, and if you don't know what you're doing, and that's the reason why I like letting you know about what Bill has done to help you out. It's written for small business owners as well. Bill, one of the things I found, we're talking about promotions, folks, how to promote your folks from within or from without, getting people to come in and fill a slot from without, and then what do you do with the people who didn't get promoted from within? Bill, I found that the most important element of promotions in a company lies in the attitude of the owners about the human beings who work for them.
That's a good way to put it.
If I've got an attitude of, oh man, if I promote from within, that means it ripples through the company. I've got to retrain everybody, and I think I'll just bring somebody in new and let those people stay where they are. If that's your attitude, I don't think you're going to be very successful long term.
You're going to lose some good people because this is that passed over for promotion situation that, I don't want to have all these job changes. Well, with each of these job changes, you're advancing your people into new responsibility. They already know your company. They know your customer. They know your procedures. So they do have a much faster learning curve. Yeah, there can be some changes with the promotion from within kind of a practice, but I feel that extra time and effort and coordination and communication is key to building a good, diversified workforce that's going to stay with you through the years because they have advanced and grown with the company.
The little sleeper benefit there, the little promotion dividend, you might say, the promotion from within dividend, Bill, is that look at the morale of the whole company when the other, even people who didn't get promoted, see the process and all the extra effort that the company went through to try to find out if the promotions could happen from within, at the expense of the company. When people see that, that's the kind of an environment that when somebody is offered a job somewhere else for a little more money, they don't go because they like what's going on right here.
They have an opportunity to grow where they are. They don't need to leave.
And if you posted that job description, and it's done fairly, they don't meet that test, they can see that, you know what, I need to either work harder or I need to understand this or that. And maybe I need to get a little more education, or now I see what I've got to do to be promoted.
Exactly. It really opens up that whole communication process, and it gives the employee a better understanding of what other jobs are. The more they understand how other activities are involved, the better understanding that they can do to do their job properly in relation to seeing the bigger picture, because so many people just kind of get bogged down in their own little private rut, so to speak, their own little private job, and they don't see what happens to others. And this kind of promotion from within practice opens those doors a little more. You see what other people do. You see what you need to do if you want to move into that direction, and you do have a better understanding of the bigger picture.
Right. What are some other things, Bill? Can you think of anything else that we need to be doing when we have an opening as far as any other fundamentals that we need to know about?
If you have a union, then certainly this is typically an issue that's going to be defined in the labor agreement.
Yep.
And it's going to address just those jobs in the labor agreement, and typically seniority is the issue that occurs in that category.
The seniority system is another way of saying the Peter principle.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it? I'm one who puts a fine point on this particular point, Bill. I have a problem with seniority taking precedence over capability.
Well, it's a practice that has been in place with a lot of the unions, and if you have that environment, you've got to go with it. For those firms that do not have a union, then certainly they have an opportunity to do more in terms of selecting the individuals that they want to promote.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say that there is no union. A lot of people out there might think, well, I need to promote my most senior people. Well, okay, I agree with you if they're qualified. And that's where we come back to the job description, don't we?
It really is the key. Don't just promote the most senior one. Don't necessarily just promote the most productive worker, but promote the worker who has the skills for the job that you have open.
Right. And I'm going to say one last thing, Bill, about this. Folks, just because somebody is a great salesperson doesn't mean that they're going to make a great sales manager. That's one of the biggest myths, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, it is. And that's really the heart of what I was just describing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bill, well done today. Thanks for this. And give us your website again, please.
Hubbert.com, HUBBART.
Hey, Bill, you're the best.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
I'm always glad to be here.
Bill Hubbert, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget his medical privacy rule book, too. Quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco and Fred Siegel. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. We skip the life and
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.